y'all, and welcome. This is the final, I guess, final episode of Hashtag Them Thrones, because we're discussing the series finale of Game of Thrones. I am your host, as always, the self-knighted Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, a.k.a. the Dragon King, a.k.a. Big T, a.k.a. T-Buddy, a.k.a. Sweet T, a.k.a. Black Merlin, a.k.a. the HNIC. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Mara the Shark Watkins.
What up?
And we are not joined this week by Johnny Jones Grutius because he sucks and therefore he's dead to me.
He doesn't get to finish the show. Shit.
Yeah. He's dead to me. That's it. He's done.
I'm dead. He's dead to me.
Dead. But how are you tonight, Mara?
How do I look, Travis?
I don't know. You look like you got your hand on your forehead. Like, I don't, the people who are just listening.
Oh, my God.
I need you to tell them because, you know, how you feeling, Mar? How you doing?
I mean, I'm all right, I guess.
You're all right? Yeah, well, you know, the people are not all right, as it seems. I've been, you know, looking at
them. I'm not all right. I hate them so much. I hate them so much.
You mad, bro? Like, you seem like the rest of them. You big mad. Like, the world is mad. Why y'all so mad? What you mad about, Mara?
I'm mad that this show went from such a compelling, puzzling drama to a goddamn sitcom within the first hour. I think the only thing that came full circle was fucking John's one-liner plot storyline.
I mean, he's back where he belongs.
He's literally back where he started. Honestly, they could have taken,
like, you know, we saw when he went up to live with the free folk, like, yo, this is where you belong, bro. He just had his duty and shit, and so he ended up coming back.
Well, is that what he's doing? Or was,
yeah, he's going back to live. He's gonna live north of the wall with the free folk, man. They finna go up there and chill, because like they said, like, go, you know, to join the Night's Watch. Ain't no Night's Watch. There's nothing to guard against anymore. They're not guarding against the Wildlings because the Wildlings don't give a fuck. They're not guarding against the White Walkers because they're all dead. There's nothing to guard against. They send them to the Night's Watch just because they need to placate Grey Worms. Like, hey, we'll send them to the Night's Watch. We'll banish him up north. And that's all you're going to, yeah. You can go live up north with
Grey Worm. Don't know that there's no Night's Watch.
Huh?
See, Grey Worm don't know that there's no Night's Watch.
I mean, hey, whatever. He honestly, I'm sure he really don't even know what the Night's Watch is because that wasn't his problem.
He's just like, okay, whatever the fuck that is.
Mm-hmm. Because you see, he wasn't really pleased. He was just like, whatever. We just gonna go to Noth.
He's gonna find him a new Missandei.
Good luck with that. But anyway, let's go ahead and just talk about what happened in this episode.
Let's get into it.
Because, you know, you're clearly still just, you know,
I just finished it. So, I mean, like that, yeah, like even like that minute and a half bullshit that they show of everything else coming to HBO wasn't even enough to make me feel better.
You didn't like that Westworld trailer?
That was a Westworld trailer, wasn't it?
Yeah, you can see, you know, Dolores is at the end because, you know, with Aaron Paul and all that shit.
That I might have missed that because I walked away for a second when there was stuff going.
I'm not sure where exactly they played it. I think they actually played it before the episode started. But anyway.
Okay, that's probably why, because that's where they were showing everything. But like, all I saw was a trailer for Euphoria.
Oh well, yeah, I didn't care about that. But
I want to see that. That looks interesting. Yeah.
However, this episode of Game of Thrones, the final episode, kicks off with Tyrion just walking through the city. And he's looking around at the what's left of King's Landing, and he is not okay. He's like,
"Would you?"
He's just like, well, no, he's, I wouldn't be either. I'm just saying, like, he was just, he's clearly not okay. John and Davos are walking through the city behind him. They're not
also okay. Not okay.
Yeah, they're not okay either. Let's see. They come up on Grey Worm and he's like, yo, you all about to be executed. These, they're all like people who fought for Cersei. And John like, yo, bruh, chill. Like, we ain't got to do that. They lost. Like, they know they lost. We ain't got to kill all them. But Grey Worm's like, my queen commands it, so we got to do it. And John just, this bitch. And so he goes looking for her because she tripping. And also Tyrion had gone off on his own. While Tyrion's off, you know, he wanders down into, you know, the little basement and shit and finds Cersei and Jaime's bodies. And, you know.
Also upsetting.
That he found their bodies?
No, I don't give a shit about that.
What was upsetting?
The fact that they went out like such a bitch way to take them out.
Oh, well, that was last week. We were supposed to.
But know. No, I was kind of hoping. I was like, okay, maybe we'll open up and they'll be like, oh, man, I'm dying. Like, I'm in a lot of pain. I'm dying. Like, maybe not Jamie, but at least Cersei. Like, I wanted her to suffer.
You know, it's amazing what this show has done to people.
This shit was not acceptable.
One cheering fan says, wanted people to die slowly and painfully, wanted to watch people suffer. What has happened to you people?
Game of Thrones.
Exactly. Shame.
Why is that shame? You telling me Joffrey gets poisoned on his wedding day, got all the boogers and the blood coming out his nose, his ears, probably his asshole, and you telling me Cersei gets hit over the head with a rock?
Dead is dead.
Get the fuck out of here. That was not satisfying at all. I would have taken a stray arrow somehow, like a stray bullet comes in through the hood. I would have taken a stray arrow coming through and hitting her right in the chest, and I would have been fine.
I guess. So, yeah, he finds their dead bodies. Also, we see that, you know, Arya's still around. She's just, you know, looking from the outside like, yeah. This some crazy shit, y'all. And then we get Dany addressing her troops. And we see from her speech, clearly she ain't done. Like,
she's not done.
She's not done. She burned the entire city and everyone in it. But she's like, no, we got to keep going. We got to kill all these other motherfuckers. I don't know who the other motherfuckers she need to kill are, but she got to go kill them too. So she finna go hop on Drogon and kill everybody. Cause she's crazy.
I sat there the entire time thinking, like, does Tyrion and Jon understand Valyrian? Or at least the Valyrian that she was speaking? Because half the time I can't tell if she's speaking Valyrian or if she's speaking Dothraki. She's
speaking Dothraki at that point.
Oh, okay.
But
I was just like, do they understand what she's saying?
Yeah, she was speaking Dothraki. So I don't think that Jon understood, but I think Tyrion did.
Okay. Because Tyrion might have picked it up over his time with her.
Right. But I think Jon kind of like was watching the troops and he was kind of getting the gist of it, though. Like, oh, she tripping.
Like, why y'all getting all hype? What's going on?
There's only one reason why Dothraki get hype like that. So it's just...
For more raping and pillaging.
Yeah. They finna go wreck some more shit. So they hype. So yeah, she's still trying to wage some more war. She named Grey Worm her master of war. She had known right then she was on some other shit because, like, you done won the war and you just named the master of war. Like
what you still need? What war are we going to?
Yeah, like, ain't nobody left to fight you. Like, what the fuck? So yeah, and needless to say, Arya's pissed also. Cause she's just like, you know, this bitch. And
Arya survived, but Arya's gonna get cancer down the line because all that asbestos.
Oh man.
They don't have asbestos in Westeros. Nobody in Westeros gets cancer.
Or I guess so.
Have you known of anybody in Westeros to have cancer?
I'm pretty sure they don't know. They don't call it cancer. I'm pretty sure it's going to be just some illness that's killing them.
Mm-hmm.
That they probably just name.
Like I said, you've never heard of anybody in Westeros having cancer or something that looks to be cancer.
Okay.
So there it is. So after she gives her speech, Tyrion comes out there and Danny's all like, you let your brother go. He was like, fuck yeah, I did.
And but now he's dead, so what does it matter?
Danny, you burned this damn city. You fucking tripping. So he takes the little hand pin off and throws it down like, nope. And she has him taken away. And we have John and Arya having a conversation when Arya pretty much is telling John, like, dude. And he's all like, but. And she's like, dude. And that was basically what the conversation was. But she does tell John, like, yo,
this shit ain't gonna be cool. This is not all right.
You're a threat to her. You better watch your back. And after this, John goes to see Tyrion. They have a very poignant conversation. One line from this though that I was like, yeah, I like that. When he was like, now Varys' ashes can tell my ashes. See, I told you. I'm like, yeah, they can. Oh,
we knew Varys was right. Because, I mean, like, from the moment he said, I hope I'm not right. And I was like, oh, but you will be. Knew,
but Tyrion didn't know yet. Because, you know, Tyrion. Yeah. So after all that, you know, Jon goes to see Dany and basically pleads for Tyrion's life. And like Danny's going on and on about the world she'll create, not even realizing that she's like, you know, doing some crazy,
crazy shit.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there watching the whole time. I'm like, John, just take one for the team, bro. I'm going to need you to go ahead and give it a dick. And he kisses her. I'm like, okay, cool. She gonna chill out now. And then all of a sudden we get the, I'm like, Oh shit. And at first I thought she stabbed him.
I was just like, who stabbed who?
I thought she stabbed him at first, but then I was like, oh no, he got her. And she went down like, goddamn dog. Goddamn.
Like, how could you? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was just shit. But what really got me was when Drogon shows up. Cause clearly he felt it. Like, he was just like, yo, the fuck happened to my mom? And, you know, swing and looks at John, like, and literally you can see the look on his face, like, looking at John, like, what the fuck, cuz?
Like, you were supposed to be my daddy's son. What the fuck is this shit?
What, cuz? Like, yo, we supposed to be a family, you know? You were supposed to be my daddy cousin. Like, what the fuck?
My dad cousin.
And, you know, he, like, lets John know he's not happy, you know. Starts breathing fire all over the place and melts the Iron Throne.
He was like, fuck this chair. Fuck this chair. That's how I heard. That's how I saw that. Like, fuck this chair. It only thing that consumed her and got her fucking killed.
Yeah. So he said, fuck this shit. Grabs his mama, her dead body at least, and flies away. I don't know what he did with it.
When he fucking was nudging her, that shit reminded me of Bambi.
Yeah. Or
when homeboy found his mom, or Lion King, when Simba saw his dad, and he was just like, get up, man. Get up, mama. Shut the fuck up.
So, and then after that, I'm just like, okay. He flies away with the body. And as soon as this happens, you know, screen goes to black. I'm like, all right. So Wonder how this very awkward conversation went down between John and Grey Worm after this.
That's what I wanted to know. I need a deleted scene. Like, I need to know, how did that go by? Like,
they probably eventually came in or something like that because they heard the commotion, or John just slowly walked out. And John being John, he confessed because he's fucking John.
Or he walked out and he was just like, yo, she dead. And Drogon flew off with her.
Like, he could have just said she flew away with Drogon. Like, he literally could have just said Drogon came in. For some reason, she said Dracarys had melted the throne and flew away with Drogon.
She was like, you know what? I don't want this as much as I thought. As much as I thought I did.
After that, could have hopped on his horse and rode up north to Sansa and with Arya. Like, yep, we chilling up here. Like, that could have been it. But no. He had to be all honorable and shit. And damn, they got himself killed again. So, I'm guessing it's like been some months or something.
It was, you mean till they had
when they called the peoples, when all the peoples was gathered.
Weeks. It was weeks.
How you know it was weeks?
Because Tyrion said, I've had these few weeks to think.
So? I don't mean he was thinking for a few weeks. Maybe he was just in there chilling for a couple months.
Whatever. Nigga was in there for a few weeks. Like,
I'm fucking with you. But
I know you are, dickhead.
Anyway. So they was, you know, they called the people, the whole crew down there. So you got Sansa and Arya, Brienne, Davos. Sam is down there. Fucking Yara's there. Robin Aaron is there. Who else? Am I missing anybody? Oh, Edmure Tully. Can I not forget Edmure Tully? Because there's a part with him that had me dying. So they all talking. They like, yo, what the fuck we gonna do with John? Because Sansa's like, yo, where the fuck is my bro? And they argue back and forth. Few people throw their two cents in, like y'all is like, yo, he turned on us. We pledged to Daenerys Targaryen, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, man, take your ass somewhere else.
Right, y'all. Like, go back to the Iron Islands and shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Nobody give a fuck about you. So,
go be ruler over there.
Yeah. So they, you know, go back and forth. But then, like, come to the conclusion, like, yo, we don't even have a king. And Tyrion's like, yo, then name a king. And right after that, Edmure Tully stands up and tries to, like, you know, make his bid, I guess. And Sansa pretty much looks at him and says, boy, sit your ass down.
like, what are you, like, everyone looked at him like, what are you doing? The Tullys ain't gonna be no fucking king. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, man. She was like, Uncle, sit down. And I swear to you, I'm not lying, that is my favorite part of the entire episode, is her just telling him to sit his punk ass down.
And that shit was, I was embarrassed for it. You ever watch a movie and you know someone's about to do something embarrassing and you just, like, you don't want to watch it because you know it's so embarrassing?
Mm-hmm.
That was that.
Oh, man. And then when they started talking about how to decide the king and all that, Sam is like, well, you know, why shouldn't everyone get a say? You know, we got all these people, you know, and the people who are going to be actually ruled over by this person, you know, it's not just us. It's all these people. So why don't we give all these people a say? And of course, everybody in the room laughs them off because they find themselves to be very, very important. So
because democracy is a joke to everyone. So,
yeah. So, they laugh him off. But then Tyrion's like, yo, it should be Bran. Because, you know, Bran holds all of our memories and blibbity blobbity blibbity blue. Because whatever he said was bullshit because Bran ain't did shit. And then Sansa was like, well, you know, he can't have no kids. Like, he's in a chair and blah, blah, blah. And Tyrion's like, exactly.
That's now, look how much, look at what's happened with every time we've had a son come in.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So we need to get rid of them. We can't do that no more. So when it's time for a new king, y'all get together and pick another king. Like, we ain't doing this whole your son just take over shit, because that ain't the move no more. And everybody agrees that, you know, Bran should be king after that, because reasons. Not sure why they all agree, but whatever. Everybody agrees except Sansa. And the only reason she doesn't agree, because she thinks he should be king, but she was like, yo, you're not ruling us, because the North, we our own thing, because fuck y'all. So, yeah. Do your thing down
she
here.
She was just like,
do our thing up there, because, yeah, I'm going to be queen now. Then, after all that, Bran names Tyrion as his hand. And Tyrion's like, nigga, what? like, dude, you...
Let's just say the only two things in this episode, or this show, I guess I want to say, that came full circle was Jon and the Night's Watch and that fucking hand pin.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. Well, anyway, Tyrion's named Hand of the King. And they were like, yo, we're going to send Jon up to the wall. The Unsullied are going back to Noth. Arya's like, I'm not going back up north. I'm going west of Westeros because I don't know what's there. So I'm going to go there because I don't know what's there. Because that makes sense. And
what if there's nothing? What if it's the end of the world?
Yeah. What if Westeros is like the land that Westeros is in? What if that world is actually flat? Then what? Like, you know, that would suck if that was actually flat. So yeah, she's heading out west, like way out west, like west. Brienne is the commander of the King's Guard, because why wouldn't she be? Then Sam brings Tyrion a book. And surprise, surprise, the book is called A Song of Ice and Fire. Okay. And
full credits.
It was like a, you know, history of everything that happened since Robert became king. I don't know why it starts there, but okay, that's where it starts. Just because that's where the actual books start. Yeah, whatever. But he looks at him like, yeah, I'm interested to see what this man said about me. And come to find out, he's just not even in the book at all. Because, you know, reasons.
Because what did you do? What did you do besides kill your dad?
Yeah, you know, he defended King's Landing, you know.
This is true. I forgot about that.
But he didn't get credit for that. Remember, they gave all the credit to Tywin. So, So there's that. I guess Sam is the Grand Maester now, because he was with the Small Council. So the Small Council now consists of, you know, Tyrion is the Hand, Bronn is the Master of Coin, Davos is Master of Ships, Sam is the Grand Maester, Brienne is the Commander of the King's Guard. Bran comes in, and he's all like, yeah, we don't have a Master of Whispers anymore. And forgot what else he said we didn't have. But the one that stuck out was the Master of Whispers. And I'm just like, what you need that for?
Oh, yeah. Right. Like, what do you need that for? Start fresh. We don't need secrets.
You don't even need to do that. Go touch a tree. You get all the information you need, bro. You don't need a Master of Whispers. Like, you are a Master of Whispers yourself.
Facts. Can we just talk about the moment where when they were asking about Drogon? And they were just like, you know, the further the better. But then he was like, maybe I could find him. I was like, son, you can't just go whenever you feel like it. Like, he can,
because clearly nobody gives a shit. Like, he's just...
like, no one else is concerned by that. And I was like, bro, you can't just go.
Clearly, Bran can just, you know, sit around and roll his eyes in the back of the head whenever he feel like it, because ain't nobody going to check him on it. It's just, what up? So he goes, like, yeah, I'm going to go find Drogon because reasons. And here comes Podrick to wheel him away. I guess he's part of the King's Guard now, too.
I guess so, because Brienne's like, take him to his Worgen quarters.
Yeah. So, yeah, we get Jon returning to Castle Black. and we see Tormund. I'm like, huh, okay, interesting. They didn't keep going. Maybe he let them know he was coming or what, but anyway, Tormund's just at Castle Black.
And just chilling.
Yeah. We see Sansa's now Queen of the North. Arya sailing west. But the most important thing, the most important thing, Ghost. Ghost is at Castle Black, and Jon finally goes up to Ghost and gives him some love. Because for
that was probably the only redeeming thing.
Finally, he went over and gave his one-eared puppy a pet, you know?
That was the only redeeming quality, because I was just like...
Mm-hmm. Told him he was a good boy and all that, you know?
Thanks for waiting, man.
Yeah, yeah. And they go north of the wall. And like I said, the way I see it, they're going north, and he's just going to stay up there and chill with the free folk, because he don't want nothing to do with what's going on south of the wall, because that's some bullshit. The end. Dun da da. Da da da. Mara's not happy, people.
I'm not.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. I've already had my heart broken by several TV shows, so this really doesn't bother me.
I wanted it to be different.
I know, as someone who watches a lot of television, that when things come to an end, it is very rare for a show to stick the landing, if you will.
I'm not saying I want it to be perfect.
Yeah, I've only seen it happen twice. And I watch a lot of damn TV. Breaking Bad, Parks and Rec. The only time I've seen shows really stick the landing were those two. And I love The Office, but The Office didn't really stick it for me either. It was good, but they didn't nail it. However, pretty much every other show, the ending was disappointing. So, I come to expect that kind of shit now. So, it didn't bother me as much as it bothered other people, I guess.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, series finales that I was genuinely okay with. And I'm...
Yeah.
Having a hard time. I mean, One Tree Hill wasn't bad. But that season was also another season that felt kind of dragged and then rushed.
Did they put a second tree on the hill?
No.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
I'm trying to think what other series finales I can think of right now. I don't remember Nip Tuck. I don't remember a lot of series finales, but.
Yeah, that's the point. They're generally disappointing and therefore not memorable. But what are the people in the Twitter saying?
All right, let's get into it. The funniest one I've seen so far was Bran let Dany burn down all of King's Landing so that they could rebuild it to be ADA compliant.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Handy, capable, accessible.
There's another one of people coming back to King's Landing from vacation in Dorne, and it's a picture of Kermit looking outside of a plane window while Drogon is burning King's Landing. people were talking about, you know, the shot of Drogon behind Daenerys when the wings opened.
Yeah.
That shit was cool fire. Shot. I'm not gonna lie, that was a
cool
fire.
Shot. I'll give him that one.
There's a bunch of casket photos going around, and there's one of like someone sitting up and looking, and it's like Daenerys watching Drogon not kill Jon after he just stabbed her.
I'm telling you, man, Drogon looked at him like, you're lucky we found.
Like, but someone also, you know, addressed the fact that Drogon didn't kill Jon. They were just like, he didn't kill Jon because he didn't blame Jon. He blamed the Iron Throne. Drogon knew that the throne killed his mother. That scene was heartbreaking and perfect. That was probably the best part of this entire season ever since Arya, I mean, aside from Arya killing the Night King. So they were like, this scene was heartbreaking and perfect. He finished his mother's wishes and broke the wheel.
Yeah. It was necessary to get rid of that fucking chair.
A lot of people were talking about the Brienne scene. And that one, I'm just kind of just like, I don't like what they did to Brienne's character. And that shit really kind of disappointed me in a sense. Because I just feel like they kind of like reduced her to this woman who was kind of just love struck over Jaime fucking Lannister.
Yeah. He was pretty though.
I don't give a shit about pretty. Jon Snow is pretty. All he did was fuck up. Like, someone wrote, Bran ain't shit. He ain't. Just pulled the biggest finesse move ever. He stared at people a whole ass season because he knew he was about to be king.
He's in there like, y'all go ahead and do all this. Like, he watching them fighting shit in the hall. And all that. He's just like, just wait.
He just said, I just need to let y'all play this out. Let this play.
He knew. That's when he went down there and Tyrion asked him, like, do you accept this? He's like, what you think I'm down here for?
Right. He had the ill smirk on his face, like, yeah. Yeah. Why do you think I came here, boy?
Dang, nah.
And, like, he looked like someone who like go like he looks like some dude like going to hang with a girl and she's like, you trying to smash? And he's just like, what you think I came here for, girl?
Yeah.
Someone else wrote, Brienne should have been petty and.
I was just gonna say, can we also just talk about how like slick the Starks are though? Like the Starks are literally ruling everything.
Yeah. Arya's about to go east. Jon's leading the west. Sorry. East? I thought you said west. SpongeBob?
No. I'm not a SpongeBob person. I'm sorry.
Wow, you're old. Cause that's a throwback SpongeBob line.
I never watched SpongeBob. Even when I was a kid, like when it came out, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not with it. Sorry.
Okay. Weirdo. Arya's going west. Sansa's queen in the north. Bran's king of the Seven Kingdoms. Jon's about to lead the wildlings to do whatever the fuck they want.
He's about to be king beyond the wall because they all follow him. They all like, yo, you. That's our boy right there. So
he's king of the north. North.
Yeah, exactly. He's king beyond the wall, and so it's just they just run everything. The Starks run everything.
You know, because it's crazy. Because like around season six, it didn't look good for any of the Starks. Like you didn't think any of them were going to make it.
End of season five, Jon was dead. Sansa was going through her shit. She had, like just jumped out of a building or some shit. Like. Arya was barely alive. No one. Got stabbed like 17 times by the little crazy chick. Like it's just things.
Rickon died because he doesn't know how to dodge.
He can't zig and zag, like you know, and he don't know how to run a post route. Like, dude, I blame Ned Stark for that for never playing football with you. And also, what else? What else is going on? Bran was north of the wall, running from the little from the dead shit. Getting Hodor killed. Like, it's just, you know, things weren't looking good for the Starks a while back. But now they just run everything. So, yeah.
That was probably the only plot twist I probably didn't see coming was all of them either A, surviving, or B, getting to where they were. But if we want to continue with Twitter... Someone else wrote, Bran should have been petty and wrote, he died protecting the sister he was having sex with, dirty ass.
I saw that one. That was a good one.
But, I mean, I haven't fully looked up Twitter yet because I was late to the show.
Oh, man.
Are we going to continue this when they start this eventual spinoff?
Probably.
Okay. And this is We've never had a show end, Travis. This is our first series finale on every on anything.
Yeah, we'll have another one soon, though. Later this year? Arrow?
Oh, well, yeah, but the whole but our whole show's not ending, is it?
Oh, well, no, no.
No, I'm talking about, like, this is a series finale for one of our shows.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, well, okay, okay, so we don't have a series finale. But, okay, so this is our first show, this is our first reviewing or reacting to a series finale.
Yeah, yeah. It's a, we're not ending this podcast. It's more of a, you know, see you later.
For now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of mad John wasn't here for this.
Eh, well, he's dead to me, so it doesn't matter.
Like John dead or like the Night King dead?
Like
you mountain. Get it, right? Like mountain dead?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, because he can come back.
No, more like I'm willing to tackle him through a wall to make sure I end him, and I'm willing to end us both.
Do you, Ma? I don't know what to say to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that'll be it for hashtag them thrones. Well, Mara, you know what? We haven't done this all season, but, you know, it's pretty obvious, I'm guessing. I'm going to throw it out
there. Don't ask me who's winning and who's losing. Don't fucking ask me.
Who won this season? Who won this season, Mara? Who won? Go ahead, say it.
Bran.
Yeah, Bran won. Who lost, though?
Definitely Danny.
You think Danny?
I wouldn't even. I wouldn't. Huh?
And Cersei took a L too.
I don't give a shit about it. Cersei could lose for us the whole life.
Okay. That don't mean she ain't losing.
Okay, I guess so.
So it's just like, you know. You say Dany though.
I mean she died at the hands of the man she loves. Which is ironic because we all wanted that for Cersei.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, irony. All right, well, we're going to end this right here. This will be it for hashtag Them Thrones for now. Don't forget, you can follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at Creation Magazine. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/Creation Magazine. That's C-R-E-A-T-I-A Magazine. Also, don't forget, you can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at Sir_Cussle. Lot. That is at SIR_CUSSALOTT. Sharknado, where can they find you?
As always, on Instagram and Twitter at MaraDaShark. That's MaraDaShark.
All right. That'll be it. We'll catch you all some other time. Until then, we out.
Bye.